Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks.
Yes. You're listening to Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. And as always, I am glad you're here with me today. Glad you're tuning in. Glad we're both here. Don't know whether your day is starting, ending. Don't know what you're doing, but glad we're together. Grateful I'm sober. Grateful I have no desire to drink above everything. Grateful I have no desire to drink today. Hope you're ready for another guest. Gonna finish up my mini series, if you will, of having these people on who have gone through the steps right out of the big book in roughly a month's time on Zoom together as a group. And I had Maureen on here, and I had Ruchi on here, and today I'm going to have Sarah join us. And they've all become very bonded together. They're all very close now and shared an incredible experience. And the common denominator with all three of them was really that all of them had been in AA for years, around AA, in AA. And they never had this experience that they've had this time. So I'm going to have Sarah on to talk about hers. But before I bring her here, I do want to say hello to my friends at a podcast, Greater Than Yourself, which is a podcast that's available everywhere. This week, if you tune into a podcast, Greater Than Yourself, you're going to hear one of these shows. And while they are on recording hiatus, briefly, they're going to run one of these. So that's pretty cool. But, and also, Sarah, who's going to be on today, has her own podcast. And it's called Sober Gratitudes Podcast. And it's available everywhere also. So definitely check that out as well. And yeah. And I also wanted to tell you something that I think is just so beyond exciting. And it is this. It is that there are now three meetings that happen every week that center around the Sarcastic Big Book. Three different meetings, three different parts of the world. Pretty exciting. Really thrilled about it. From what I understand, they are a lot of fun. And Yeah. I am going to be true to my word at some point and do an episode of this podcast on the Sarcastic Big Book. But I'm just thrilled with how that book has been received. And I always really appreciate the messages on Instagram and the emails as well. So anyways, just had to mention that and thank all of you. And told you last week that this podcast was charting on Apple. It was like 200, and this week we're back to 740,009, which is a little bit of a drop, but still in the mix. Just kidding. I don't know where we are this week, but the bottom line is I just want to thank everyone for supporting the show. That's enough out of me. Please help me welcome Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
So, you know why I'm having you on the show?
Yeah, I do.
You are part of the, what do you call it, the club that you're in?
The Fourth Dimension Club.
Right.
Something of a sort.
Yeah, there's a group of you who went through the Big Book pretty quickly, and now you have a little club.
Yeah, we talk every day, like all day long.
So, tell me, how long? Tell me, I don't know how you want to, I don't know how you want to set it all up, but you know, in a nutshell, like, what brings us to this moment here?
Well, I was praying for some time to know the Big Book better than, like, I didn't know the Big Book very well, and I just wanted, I had never been through the Big Book. I just had a sponsor who brought me through the big 12 and 12.
Right.
And we didn't really get all the way through, and I'm not quite sure why. Like, we didn't get to the fourth column. We didn't do anything else. We didn't do sex inventory, but nonetheless, time went on, and I just continued to go to meetings, and sponsees would come and go, and I could never help them. And I really, like, wanted to know the Big Book so I could help a sponsee. That's really the reason why I thought, like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm in recovery, and I know I need to have a sponsee. So I prayed to, you know, find an experience with the Big Book, and then you reached out to me and said, told me about the study you're having, and I was like, cool, this will help me understand the Big Book better, and then hopefully get a sponsee. But it turned out to be much more than that.
So wait, so you're sober for how long?
8 years and 2 days. In 2 days, it'll be 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. I've been in the program for eight and a half years, but...
Right.
You know, I had the two slips, which is a part of my story.
Right. So, so what ended up happening?
Something that I never expected. I realized that there was so much that I didn't know about myself, and that I was stuck in self. And I started to realize that I didn't really dig down deep to the roots in a really thorough way. And as it says in the Big Book, like, in a vigorous, you know, vigorous action.
Right.
So I think because I hadn't done the sex inventory, like, that was really, for me, like, doing it this time, it really helped me to truly get the fourth column, mm-hmm. and my part in so much. And it was like this amazing, you saw me, I was like crying constantly, because I realized there was so much that I didn't know about myself that was kind of unlocking this, and like letting go of all this trash that I didn't know I was holding on to.
Right. So your fourth step experience this time was very different than what you've had in the past.
Oh, like nothing else I'd ever experienced. Yeah.
And so what's it been like? I mean, I'm going to ask you other questions, but what's it been like since then? And, you know, what how has it changed you? What has changed?
Oh my God. I just feel like I feel so free now. Like I really feel like it's so hard, you know, the experience was so unbelievable that it just transcends language. Like it's hard to articulate sometimes, but I really feel at peace. Like I feel happy, joyous, and free. And I truly felt like I was launched into this fourth dimension, which I used to kind of like think was silly.
Right.
When I saw that in the big book, I'm just like, I'm more relaxed. I don't really struggle. Like it's just, there's a huge difference in my whole way of being that I had never experienced in the 8 years of my sobriety.
And what do you attribute that specifically? If you had to, for someone who doesn't, for someone maybe who's in the fellowship, has been in the fellowship like you, maybe for a long time, years, and is not having the experience that you're describing. Was there a specific turning point, or is there a specific moment or do you know something you point to?
I think in my experience, because I had done kind of the steps before in different ways, but not using the big book, I kind of had a taste of the steps and being, you know, in the fellowship and in the going to the meetings and understanding the steps. But I, in doing the steps this way, I really understood how important step three is and how, that God is my director. And then in combination with that, the awareness of my part, the part that I've played in so many relationships over my entire life, including in sobriety, like even though my intentions might have been good, like to try to make amends, like I realized that I was very manipulative in trying to make amends, and that's why they weren't working, perhaps. So it was just, I think it was a combination of kind of like this sudden awareness of, oh my gosh, like I am just as sick as everyone else, you know, that I had been, and that I'm not better or worse. I'm kind of rambling and not really articulating it well, because it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, before, so... Did you used to not think that? Did you used to think that you were sicker than other people, or not as sick as other people? Or
I felt like I was pretty happy, and I think I was. Like if you'd ask anyone, like, but I did. What I didn't realize is that I was still in deep resentment and anger about certain relationships that I just kind of thought was. I kind of just thought this is the way it's always going to be, that I'm always going to feel deeply resentful, and it was going to affect my daily life, and it would be that it was my alcoholism, that it was, I'm like kind of doomed for the rest of my life. Like I can be happy because I'm sober and that I don't have any desire to drink, but I was always kind of wondering like why I would still get really like angry, that people weren't acting in certain ways
right
or responding to me in certain ways when I was trying to like be a good person, like, why were they still being assholes?
Right.
And so I realized that it was really me that was still stuck in self.
Right. So how was your fourth step a different experience than your four steps in the past?
This time around, I'll just speak specifically to one, and I was given permission to talk. This kind of goes into steps 8 and 9, but I guess I had resentments towards my spouse, and when it got to a place, like before, of owing him an amends, it was really just a pathetic kind of half-assed apology. Mm. And this time around, because of that fourth column and the sex inventory, like the knowledge of myself, like I had an experience with him where I gave him the most thorough amends that really kind of brought us both to our knees. Like, we were just so emotional, and it was just so authentic. And it was because I had, I don't know if that's answering your question, but it's just like, because I had such a better understanding of like how I had been with him through a lot of our relationship, and we've been married a long time.
I remember you saying that you had not ever done a sex inventory.
No. And that's why I keep mentioning it, is because I think it's, now I realize how important it is to have that. Like, I know there's been people, like, I've been told time and time, like, oh, it's not really important to go all the way back to when you were 16, your first boyfriend, and, you know, that's so long ago. But for me, it was so useful to truly understand, like, to putting it all together, putting this building together, I guess, you know.
I remember, if you don't mind me sharing this, that you were really hesitant about doing that.
Yes, I was. I was so hesitant. I just didn't think it, I didn't understand, because I'd been told for all these years that it wasn't necessary. So why now? Like, what was the point? You know, because all these people were in my past, like, I wasn't angry at any of them. But then in doing the sex inventory, I was like, wow, why did any of these people date me? Like, I was really, I realized, I can understand. I really took them hostage. I was selfish. I was self-seeking. I was full of, you know, self-pity and needy and jealous and all these things. And I brought those into, you know, my marriage, and I didn't see that. I didn't see that at all. I didn't clearly see it until doing the study with you and the small group that we worked with.
So what was your fifth step experience like?
Oh gosh, mind-blowing. Like, I did the fifth step with two different people, and the first person I did it for 5 hours. Mm. And that was like the most organic experience. Like, I didn't even think that was going to be what was happening with her. And it was so, so amazing. And then the second person, it was kind of like the icing on the cake. Like, I knew that I had a little more that I needed to let go of. Mm-hmm. And then once I did it, it was so emotional. And the person that I did it with was also very emotional, and he was very like empathetic and compassionate, and he didn't judge me, and we prayed together, and it was like I felt my body like just like it was so I felt like that's when I was starting to kind of go into this fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. Feeling like this release of the trash, you know, of all the trash of wreckage of my past that was still kind of blocking me from God.
Right.
And at that moment, it felt like it was complete. At that moment, it was like completely gone. Like it was like a dam blocking the river of love between me and my higher power. And that dam just broke, and the trash was released, and my connection with my higher power just like, I have a goosebumps talking about it right now. But it was just, wow. It was that connection to God was like I had thought I had spiritual experience before this moment, but that moment, like, literally was like a psychic change at that moment. Like, I just, it was, I'm so grateful. Like, I can't express my gratitude about that experience. Like, I love talking about it because it was such an incredible, incredible experience.
And then, so freeing. And then, this is all amazing what you're sharing. And then what about your amends? Did anybody go over them with you? Did you make a list and have somebody go over it with you or guide you there? Or was it just, how was that different than times in the past, if it was? Or how's that going for you?
Yes, it was different. Nobody except myself looked at whatever I was writing down. I was guided. Like, I was, you know, we went through it and I was said, this is what you do next. And I did it. And then I just prayed. Like, if I had a question, I remember asking questions, like, specifically. And I, you know, it was suggested to pray and to just it will come. And I did. I prayed. Like, and there were certain people I was unsure. Like, I was unsure if, you know, I did, in doing my sex inventory, I realized I owed an amends to some people in my past, way past. And I'm like, I haven't talked to them in years. And then I prayed, and like 2 days later, and they suddenly appeared and like on social, like it was amazing because like it appeared on like a contact. It's on Marco Polo. I'm like, what? Why is he popping up on Marco Polo? Like, because I've never been talked to him in like 10 years. So it was really amazing. Yeah. So it was so different. It's just, I didn't have anyone like checking it or saying, okay, these are your character defects. Like, I did it all. I was the one who came to the understanding of where my defects were, resigned and where they were, really causing that blockage of like keeping that trash, keeping the anxiety of all that trash that was stuck inside of me. And so I was so grateful that I could do it on my own to come, you know, and then like that's so powerful. I mean, I got into the program on my own. I made that decision and that was so powerful. Nobody forced me to go into AA. And so it was the same way. Like, it was so powerful that I was able to really like me and God, it was me and God doing the work.
This is amazing, Sarah. And
yeah.
How's this affected your home life? I mean, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. It's like improved relationships with certain people that had been not entirely awesome. Like I felt like one in particular, my youngest son, who he has special needs, and so going through this process, like my relationship with him was like being healed as I went through this process. And I could go on and on about, you know, and explain why I believe that it was healed. But, you know, another very important relationship was that of my husband. And, you know, in doing that thorough amends with him, it was like we really, like, it was like that last, it was like that thing between us that we couldn't, that we didn't understand. Like, we have a, like, if anyone knows us, we know that we are very close. We're, you know, we love our family and we're just very, we've been married a very long time and we've been through a lot together and we've, you know, we have deep love for each other, but there was like that kind of like that wreckage that needed to be cleared between us.
Right.
And that was, you know, a big part of the healing came from my amends to him. But then he saw, because of COVID and doing this all at home and him working at home, he heard me going through this whole process. And when the next time to start it from scratch came along, he jumped on board. And so he went through the whole process himself. And then he did an amends with me and it was just fucking amazing. And
that's awesome.
It's like so fucking, like, it's just so amazing. Like, we are so peaceful together. Like, not that we weren't before, but there's like something changed. Something incredible changed. It's like God is like permanently with us.
Mm. Wow.
And that means that like that love, and it's just love. It's just love.
And he's not an alcoholic.
No, nope. He's nowhere near it. I wish he was. I wish he would join me, like the years I was drinking. Like, why won't you drink 5 bottles of wine with me?
It's so amazing. It's all so amazing. I forgot to ask you earlier, how long did it take you to do your 4-step?
Like right after the meeting where we discussed it,
You did it.
I just did it, yeah.
It didn't take long.
No.
Yeah. I think it's important because it's known as the step people get stuck on and are on for months and months. And I think one of the things that made this so powerful for everyone is that everybody did it at lightning speed. I mean, everybody just did it. Well, Sarah, you're not going to believe this, but we're almost out of time already. Do you want to talk about... You're a podcast host yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to plug that?
Sure. Well, yeah, because that's how we met, actually. You know?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, you were my fourth or fifth, I can't remember, episode in my first season, Sober Gratitudes is my podcast. So, and it's fun, you know, I found your Instagram account, and I just thought it was hilarious. And I thought you were a girl at first because I quickly looked, I scanned down the thing, and I saw a picture of a girl holding the book in front of her face, and I thought that was just somebody taking a picture of the author and wanting to stay anonymous. So I'm like, oh, this girl is so cool. Like, I love her. I want her on my podcast. So I texted you, and then we were talking. I'm like, wow, she is so cool. And I'm like, well, what's your name? And then you said a guy's name, and I'm like, wait, you're a dude.
Yeah. So, yeah. But here we are. That was a long time ago now.
It was, it was right when I started recording episodes for when I launched it January 1st. So it was like all December 2019. I recorded like 7 or 8 episodes, and you were one of them.
Right.
When I thought like I was all like recovered and everything, like I just, you know, I had no idea what was to come. And so I really feel like that. God put us together.
So it's Sober Gratitudes Podcast.
Yeah.
And it's available everywhere.
Basically. Pretty much everywhere, yeah. Yep.
And so now I'm going to ask you the important questions, and then I'm going to have to say adios. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. These are the important questions now. Okay? You have $20 in 10 minutes. You go to a drugstore. What do you leave with?
Facial cream, like night cream, and deodorant for my husband.
Okay.
And yeah, it's usually something with facial cream. I get lots of or masks. I get those like masks I like to put on my face.
I think everyone I've ever asked that. Okay, that's fascinating. So not on my radar at all.
It's all about skincare.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're in New Jersey, right?
I am.
Okay, so Taco Bell or Del Taco? Do you have Del Taco over there?
No, but we have Taco Bell.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we do have Del Taco. I don't really go to Taco Bell. I did when I was in high school.
Okay, so that question really isn't operative. So the last 3 songs you listened to voluntarily? This is where we really learn about you.
Okay. Norah Jones.
Nice.
Yeah, she does live stuff on Facebook, so I listen to her. Love her. Hamilton.
The musical.
Songs. Right. The musical, yeah.
Okay.
The one by the King. I love the song. The song that the King sings. The Britain. I can't remember the name of it. Okay. It's really great.
And one more.
One more. Sarah Bareilles. She did nice. It's Little Voices.
Awesome. Okay. Now I feel like everyone knows who you are.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you so much, Sarah.
It was so fun. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll definitely have you back on, okay?
I would love it.
And Sober Gratitudes Podcast is her podcast. And check it out. please. And I love you so much, Sarah. Thank you so much. And say hello to your wonderful husband as well.
Aw, love you too.
Okay.
Same to you. Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
There it is. There you have it. Pretty incredible, I think. So, yeah. What else is there to say? You know, those questions at the end are so important, so relevant. I'm sorry she wasn't able to answer the Taco Bell Del Taco question, because it's probably says the most about somebody's recovery. On a serious note, though, I will say to anyone who needs to hear it that everything's okay. Everything is okay. And now get out there and be awesome. Celebrate the gift of sobriety by contributing to the lives around you. Being a giver, not a taker. And now I'm gonna go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.